For many years, religion has appeared often on television in the form of worship and as paid programming by specific faith groups. But a change has come. It has come in the form of the Odyssey Channel, operated by a consortium of 64 different faith groups, Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, and Jewish. The CEO of the Odyssey Channel, Will Bain, says the channel is now on 1,500 cable systems around the country because people want quality religion programming.
People are searching. The Gallup polls and others have shown this. When Time magazine puts a religious figure on the cover and asks a spiritual or religious question, those magazines sell more copies than their normal editions. This seems to be an appropriate way for a church or a religious network to be able to help people raise the right questions and consider what's important in their lives.
One of the programs on the Odyssey Channel is a weekly half-hour religion news program called News Odyssey. It's not that the news itself is necessarily different on News Odyssey, but the way they look at news may be unique.
Are there issues of justice and human concern that are related to our immigration policy? What about the stand now about separation of religion and state, school, prayer, etc.? Those kinds of things are looked at and discussed in ways that probably no one else is doing it.
One of the denominations involved in the Odyssey Channel is the United Methodist Church. The Methodists have already put $1.4 million into the first year of News Odyssey, and they plan to fund it again for a second year. But Will Bain says the focus is on faith in life, not on any group's own viewpoints.
News Odyssey is produced by United Methodist Communications, but it is not in any way an attempt to be sectarian. We try to cover all of the news from denominational groups, and it's not simply about U.S. religion, or is it simply about religion in the Judeo-Christian tradition? And so it hopes to sensitize people to the issues, to the things that are going on in the world of religion that they may or may not be aware of.
The Odyssey Channel appears not only on cable channels coast to coast, but also on the Primestar satellite system on Channel 83. And the News Odyssey program has been added to the cable in the classroom system, helping students examine issues in class. But this is not the only new religion news program around. Public TV station WNET in New York City has begun its own weekly religion news, available to all affiliates of PBS. Bain tells us the two programs are supportive of one another.
There have been and continue to be discussions with the WNET people. We're very much aware of what the other is doing, and of course it's, I think, important that both of the programs succeed and become recognized and help to build a genre of programming here that has not been available heretofore.
News Odyssey airs Thursday nights at 9, with repeats at midnight on Thursday and 9 p.m. on Sundays. I'm Mike Hickox.